one of the unsung heroes, really, of every Christmas, and that is round of applause for the elves. I mean, really, all year they work. So we salute them, and more importantly, ladies and gentlemen, so does our writing staff right there at the home office in Granbury, Texas. We present to you this morning's Tuesday Top 10. With 4 days out until Christmas Day, it is the top 10 things currently being overheard there in Santa's workshop. Let us start with
number 10.
Guys, I'm telling you, if we unionize like the Keebler elves, we might get our own tree out of it. Well, you know.
Number 9.
There are power in numbers.
I can just see that.
Tiny little power.
Number 9.
Man, someday I'm gonna make it out of here, guys. Just like Kevin Hart did.
Number 8.
What? He's...
Isn't it supposed to be Short Person Appreciation Day?
Exactly.
Number
why we're
eight.
Doing this. Number 8 thing overheard in Santa's workshop from the... Hey, whose red nose do you got to kiss around here to get promoted to elf on the shelf, huh? Huh?
Number 7.
That's a choice gig for them. Number 7. Ooh, we got a kid on the nice list, but we got the parents on the naughty list. Okay, send the toy unassembled, but leave out the instructions. Oh, that's how it works. I knew it!
Number 6.
I've been there on both sides. Number 6.
Number 6.
Okay. We got to speed this up. We have an inordinate amount of purchases for Will It Float Home Edition. Will It Float Home Edition, ladies and gentlemen. The holiday edition, available now at 25% off. Go to Gibson's in Weatherford. Tell them that Marley and KB sent you for that Will It Float Home Edition. Make sure to say her name first when you go there.
Oh, really? Thanks.
Yeah. Well, it's there on the bucket aisle.
Number 5.
We can find it. Number 5 thing overheard in Santa's workshop. Oh, hell. 4 days out. Supply chain issues. Am I right, guys? Am I right?
Number 4.
Right. Number 4 thing. A dentist. No. I want to be a lawyer. I want to be a lawyer for the seasonal law firm of Hank, Harolds, and Angelstein, who specializes in holiday litigation. So if your grandmother got run over by a reindeer, you may be titled to compensation. Better wringle the kringle.
Very good.
The law boss.
Number 3.
Yeah, so I heard next quarter, did you hear? We're going to move our headquarters to Texas, too. Wow.
Number 2.
Man, tax breaks for everybody. Number 2 thing. Speaking of moving it to headquarters. You work for a billionaire recluse who owns a private supersonic flying machine and doesn't pay taxes either? Yeah, that kind of sounds familiar. And then finally, number 1.
Number 1.
Thing currently being overheard in Santa's workshop. Elf this. I'm going to go work for Amazon.
Hey, there we go. There's your Tuesday morning top 10. Making spirits oh so bright.
It's KB and Marley. Hank FM.
Wow.